Unit 4. Exercise 2. So, what are the most basic things, in your view, that social media users need to remember?
I'll give you my top five. First, privacy and security settings exist for a reason. Take the time to learn about them and use them.
Right, very important.
Privacy and security settings help you control who sees what you post. They let you manage your online experience to keep it positive.
Okay.
Second, we've all heard people say, be careful what you post.
Yes, if you wouldn't want your parents or a future employer to see it, don't post it.
Right. There's another part to that. When job recruiters check the backgrounds of job applicants, they look for a strong, positive personal brand online. So, show with your posts that you're smart, thoughtful, and in control.
That's good.
Third, know your friends and manage them.
I don't understand that one. Tell us more.
Most of us have groups of friends from different areas of our life. Classmates, relatives, close friends, and so on. And the things you share with them are often different. So use the tools to manage what you share with your different groups. One way is with different online pages, like one for your public persona, as an athlete or whatever, and another with your personal profile for your real friends, the ones you know and trust.
Right.
The fourth is, be honest with your friends if you're uncomfortable with something.
Uh-huh.
If a friend posts something about you that makes you uncomfortable, tell them. And equally, keep an open mind if a friend contacts you about something you've posted. We have different ideas about how much we want the world to know, and we need to respect those differences.
Yes, I agree with you there.
And the last tip, know what action you can take if someone is bothering, bullying, or threatening you.
What can we do then?
Three things. Remove them from your friends list, block them, and report them to the site administrator.
That's good. Thank you. Now, what about the area of...